The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
What do you want to do?
Explaining references.
Let's go fight a bat.
Bat fight? I'm bringing my bat to the bat fight.
I was going to say bat be bat.
So somehow in the last 2 weeks since we've recorded, everyone has decided that the bat is the way to go.
That's like the last 5 minutes. Like fun.
Well, we don't want to hit the real plot until Jasmine's new character shows up.
Points.
She makes it through the bat fight. I'm putting her down.
Okay.
Just say the bat took her out.
See that bat? Beat her to death with a bat?
Yep. He passed the polygraph. The bat clearly took her out.
Yep. She was killed by a bat.
It's not wrong.
A killer bat. It's in the newspaper.
So nobody really decided when or where we are. We've sort of lost track of time.
Oh no, we know what day it is. We just don't know if it's afternoon or evening.
I'm pretty sure you were day drinking because I'm pretty sure that that's what the comprador.
Yeah,
was
I think
like.
We got there at like 10.
I'm gonna say it's like
it's probably like 1:30.
You clearly have gotten back at like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
How long was I choking the captain out? That took some
time. It was a good 20 minutes. Yeah,
it's 10:30.
Yep.
Your translator the whole time just kind of watched.
No. The translator took off.
Mr. Chan.
I said, Mr. Chan, off. He ran.
Okay. Yeah. So you found yourself, then I guess clearly somehow you very luckily found yourself being able to get back to the hotel, what with the distinct lack of, you know, American signage, English signage. Whatever other language you jokers speak, which I'm pretty sure is hieroglyphics in Egyptian. So
I'm working on English.
You keep it up, Mr. Corey. You keep trying. Remember, A is for apple. Apple.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll assume that it is mid-afternoon on, what day is it, Jasmine?
March 24th. It is a Tuesday.
March 24th. And you have made it back to the hotel. You have discussed said thing.
We weighed our options, and we chose the killer bat.
While I do certainly think this is a point that we should be considering, I think I should stay put.
No, then you won't die.
You're the only one who knows about the bat.
I just handed you the... You don't read. I just handed you the article.
No, like, I think...
You're my eyes.
I can't read. Is all that true? Everything except the reading part.
Are you sure you want to take me to Lantern Street after the stories that you just told me about?
As long as she doesn't have any guns to carry to fire at us when she goes crazy, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
She lifts a bicep. These guns?
We were going to go to the...
My
no. No, we were going to go to the embassy to get our stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah!
Let's do that first.
Yes.
It's on the way.
Talking right. About guns reminded me that we need to go to the embassy.
Yeah.
Okay.
True statement.
Because we can only get in more trouble having firearms.
Okay, so you take some time.
We know the law.
There is none. It's the same as in the States.
Does Mr. Chan show back up to the hotel?
I believe, as Lucas so eloquently put it, he was told to f*** off, so...
Right, but does he ever show back up at the...
We thanked him for his services.
Get a hold of him.
We thanked him for his services and paid him. I don't think he was just like a f*** off. I'm like 99% sure it wasn't like a straight f*** off.
I think
you
paid him.
Yeah.
You paid him ahead of time by giving him a bag of money for the day. You want the rest of that back?
Sure.
That's why I'm asking.
I'm assuming if you take some time, yes, you can get in contact,
Mr. Chan.
With that comprador or any other comprador.
He seemed pretty chill about the ridiculous shit we were doing, so
yep.
I was okay with that.
We liked him.
I don't like Mr. Uppity. Mr. Uppity's gone for good, hopefully.
He was Uppity. I don't think he'll be a problem.
No, we paid him off to shut the fuck up and get out.
He made a good roll.
Yeah.
You get a translator. You go...
Why do you keep looking at me like I'm going?
I assume you are. Are you not?
I mean, are you going to play any of the game?
I suppose if I get asked nicely, I'm
you're not
going to
just
go with.
Be able to quietly be like, oh, hi, hubby, and then leave. Something's going to have to happen. You can't just, like, sub one character for another.
Why do you think I have that plan? This is me we're talking about. You really think that's what I had planned?
The translator
shows up. Two character sheets there?
Maybe.
That's exactly what she's got fucking planned.
Because her husband apparently is transporting to some dimension to get here very quickly.
No. You missed the entire part of last session where she said that she sent a telegram to her husband while we were on the boat from England.
So it's
to time it out so when she ends up getting killed that he can just show up.
I was pretty sure that was sent after we landed in Hong Kong.
No.
Nope.
No, she sent it on the boat. That she made us aware of what she was doing after we landed.
Roll to make sure that made it.
Did the boat sink?
Did the boat sink?
This isn't the Titanic.
Oh my god! I'm rolling.
Two people rolled.
I actually rolled pretty good.
I didn't roll bad either.
Did you just kill her husband?
Did you really
just
pick up your dice and lodge those?
No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he's dead.
But the difference is I picked them up and actually read them and then put them back down.
And then decided you didn't like the numbers.
You did a Troy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not used to rolling these dice.
Uh-huh.
They look like they're hard to read just because there's a lot of stuff on them.
Man, I hate those dice.
I didn't buy them, okay? They were given to me.
That's fair.
But why do you have to roll them?
Because they were the closest ones to me.
Well, move them.
But then I won't be able to fudge my rolls.
I give up.
I learned a thing or two last session as well.
A translator does arrive. Are you all stepping out or no?
Is it Mr. Chan?
Sure, it'll be Mr. Chan, I guess. I'm pretty sure I said his name was Mr. Chen, but I don't remember.
Oh, it's
Long
Chan.
Time no see, Chan.
Yes.
Like an hour.
I'm glad to be of service.
Okay.
Should I hire a cab?
Do we need one to get to the embassy?
No. It is a short walk.
Let's walk.
I mean, unless you feel like spending Carlisle's money for no real reason.
Nah, we walk.
Okay.
Actually, am I allowed in the embassy? I'm not American.
I mean, you would be allowed in.
I don't know.
Yes, what? You would be allowed into the embassy. You're not going to show up and say, hey, I'm an American. They're going to be like, hey, why are you coming into the embassy?
I mean, Julian Assange took refuge in the Honduran embassy in Britain.
Right. No.
Like,
it is sovereign.
You can be
it is sovereign American soil. You can be there.
Just don't embarrass me.
No, like you can be there and run from the British.
That's why I asked. Are you defecting?
Not defecting.
You also don't have to. You could just wait outside. I mean, it is a transactional experience. It should take no longer than 2 to 4 hours, as most government things do.
I'll walk in. Always want to see America.
I need...
You walk in, it's just a bunch of rednecks cleaning guns.
Hey, those are my guns!
Spitting through the
What
teeth.
Was the second... was it not Gentleman? What was the name of the movie? Now I can't think. How did I just completely forget this?
Moving on.
What are you referencing?
Doesn't know.
You know I do. It's
you
like
sound a
the
lot like Matt at this point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like it's the
Troy.
Spy movie with
Kingsman.
Kingsman. That's what it is. The American version
one?
Of the Kingsman. Yes, where the like
the Statesman.
The Statesman.
Yeah, that movie was a hot fucking mess.
Yeah,
but very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
I need Flynn, Schroeder, and Lucas to make me a D100 roll.
Oh, God.
I don't have to make
mechanical repair.
I failed it.
I got a 22.
75.
22, 75. 94. 94. 94 is not a great roll.
No.
So you...
What do I tick?
As you walk out...
That's not a good sign.
As you walk out of the hotel, begin to proceed down the road, Mr. Chen leading you. We'll say it's afternoonish now. I mean, it's not quite evening yet.
This isn't gonna work.
It doesn't occur to you for several blocks, but after walking a few blocks, probably about the time you get to the embassy, they're showing their passports to get in. We're kind of having this little argument about whether or not you can get in or not. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. You know, you're kind of just like, okay, whatever. As they're going through, you kind of look across the street, and there's a familiar looking guy. And like I said, you're kind of putting the pieces together. Like, you saw him. Where have you seen him? This is like the second time you've seen this guy, maybe third time. Like, but it's all been within like the last 24 hours. What was your roll again?
22.
Was he in the hotel lobby? You're pretty sure you saw him in the hotel lobby, like...
Was he at the after party?
An hour and a half ago.
All right. I'm the only one that sees him, I guess. Am I the one that passed?
Well, you're the only one who rolled good on their spot hidden, so yes.
Cool. I got that checked.
I've been sitting in the hotel lobby all fucking morning.
Right.
And I didn't recognize this man.
No.
Cool.
So...
He's recognizing because he's pretty sure that this is the third time he's seen this man.
I see.
So I lean into you guys before we walk in and tell you that we're being followed, and I describe the man.
Lucas, roll me a
d8. A d8?
Yeah.
Is this how much damage I take?
Yes.
It's a 5.
Okay.
Big ol' 5.
No, I watched him pick it up and put it down the same way. He didn't fudge the roll.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah, me neither.
Except for I actually watched Lucas.
I can't see. I can't see. Am I winking at you?
As you kind of lean in to talk to them, you're kind of keeping one eye on that guy and the rest of them. You notice that the guy sort of looks at you and then starts walking off.
Okay. I tell them which direction the guy is heading.
Okay. You see, Professor Graham points out.
Going that way.
That seems to be walking down the road.
That?
And you think he's following us because?
Because I've fucking seen him like 3 times today.
That's racist.
You didn't describe him as an Asian man, did you?
No, but he was an Asian man.
Okay.
No? Looks at Chen. No?
You know, we here, we Americans don't appreciate that kind of talk, so watch yourself.
You never met Inspector Barrington, did you? No, but he always thought we were being followed. And we were.
You know what it was? It was the facial scars.
Oh, God!
Like, this dude looked like a fucking Dan Henderson or some shit. Cauliflower ears, like, busted nose. Like, a very distinct face. This guy looked like a rough customer.
I like how he says Dan Henderson and he just stares at me.
Looks like he's been mushroom stamped by a fucking donkey, man. What the?
Is that a British thing?
I don't know.
Taking a donkey dick right to the back of the face.
Yes, it's very
just
British.
Just trying to make light of a bad situation.
What, that we've been followed, or that...
So do either of us actually get a decent enough look to maybe recognize the guy?
Not really. I mean, you kind of glance up and you see and you're like, where were the idea rolls from both of you?
So I saw him in the lobby. Where else did I see him?
Idea roll.
Good on idea roll.
Odd 6.
Oh, shit. So
that was a hard pass, if that matters.
Yes, I know. Otherwise, you wouldn't have remembered where you saw him.
Eustace.
Was he in the Stumbling Tiger?
My new character voice, just warning you.
Cocoon!
I don't think so.
No?
You would get the sense as well. Joe Corey would definitely know this is the type of guy who has seen action. Like, you can just tell the way he moves. Maybe military, maybe not. If not, definitely a tough. You know that that guy was armed.
Was he dressed?
You don't think he's strapped necessarily, but it definitely looked like the way in which he's walking, he has concealed weapons. But he's also moving through the crowd very efficiently. It's kind of like that thing in the James Bond movie where James Bond like sees the other agent and they just like seem to meld through the crowd. It's like that kind of shit.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, does he dressed like the other agent guy that we ran into in the Tiger?
No. Like to you, the thing that stuck out to you is this particular face.
Okay.
Would I recognize where on his body he's potentially?
Can you make a hard ent roll?
Hard ent roll?
Yeah. You think it's either a small firearm or maybe like a blackjack or something. You didn't see it, but you can tell by the way he's walking.
So we're thinking hip, potentially.
Probably.
I actually just got that.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm. Burly.
He rolled a 32.
You saw him on Lantern Street.
Changed when I dropped it. Sorry, what?
You saw him on Lantern Street.
Like previously today.
Was he one of the guys sitting outside?
Okay.
So at this point, as you are all sort of talking about this, you see he's turned a corner and
is
gone. And he's been kind of around us all morning, I guess.
Is he heading back towards Lantern Street?
Hard to say. Like, I mean, it's a big city.
Yeah.
He turned right down a road. You know, if he turns left down the next road, yes, he would be. If he, you know.
If he took three more rights, he'd be back in seeing us very soon.
Yes, you're coming in. Passport, please.
I hand it to him.
Yes, and what business do you have in the U.S. Embassy?
With them.
And you three are here for?
Picking up personal items that were sent to the embassy.
I'm afraid that you'll have to wait in the lobby, but you're more than welcome to step in.
Sure.
So they'll take you into a little lobby. Somebody's going to talk to you. They're going to look at your ID. They're going to blah, blah, blah. They're going to be very weirded out when they pick up some very heavy, clunky sounding items in a box to give you. Here you go. Personal items. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll go back to the hotel to open up our items.
I'm just in the lobby like, is this my gun?
No, this one's yours.
Okay.
Back to the hotel then?
Actually, that's the one we picked off the dead chick outside that house. That's that one.
Dibs.
Can I, at the embassy, ask if they've heard anything happening? Any parties we should go to? Any people we should know? Places we should visit?
Maybe current tensions in and around Shanghai.
Places we should avoid.
As you ask those kinds of questions, you basically get a pamphlet. Like,
great.
Here are all the things in Shanghai.
New York Times.
I look at the pamphlet. I go back to the hotel with my map and I compare my map and my pamphlet.
Do they have
she just walks away by herself.
Like the New York Kitty. Times laying around? Like,
yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'll just start reading American newspapers.
But yeah, you get the sense that they are like, this isn't a tourism bureau. Like, there are definitely people here. Most of them are here for nefarious, militaristic, selfish, or selfish, nefarious, militaristic reasons. So, you know,
any crazy news from like the States?
Do you guys see this article about a dairy guy get shot?
The newspaper 3 months
dairy?
Old.
Your country has a real gun problem. You should think about solving that.
What's all this bloody tongue talk?
No, nothing from the home front, particularly. You go back to the hotel.
I'm going to keep an eye out for any tails.
Okay. Roll me spy hidden.
I would probably be paranoid and do the same, since I was
go right ahead.
Nope.
Part of that.
Okay.
All clear.
Yes.
That is a cocked die. That is two numbers at the
same
time.
Well, it's an odd.
Pick the
lower. It's the same number. Odd nine.
As you step into, we all described that you all kind of have rooms adjacent to each other.
Yeah. Yep.
Before you even turn the hallway in, Eustace sort of puts a hand up to stop you all. You can tell from down the hallway just by maybe it's, that's probably what it is. Maybe the hotel has like some flowers or something, you know, like little pots in between the rooms or whatever, you know, something like that. Some bamboo. You can tell that there's a little bit of swaying motion. And you can tell that there's swaying motion because there is a draft coming from one of your rooms. So you know that the door is slightly ajar.
Can I tell whose room it is?
One, two, three, four. Roll me a d4.
Wait, why don't we share? Didn't we only have two rooms?
We consolidated.
Oh, okay. You did consolidate. So what are the rooms then? I don't remember what you
consolidated. I would assume it was me and Corey.
Yeah, we crashed.
Yes.
Yeah. So one and two?
Yeah.
Yes.
So okay. It would have been Sybil and Graham.
Okay.
So roll a d3.
And so there were two rooms that we initially occupied that are now unoccupied.
Odds, it's the boys. Evens, it's the girls.
All right.
Evens.
So you can tell the room for Sybil and Professor Graham. The door's open.
That's good, because you moved all your shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to open my box before we get in the room.
I'm gonna dig in there for a little prize for myself.
Okay.
Sybil drops to all fours and goes,
meow. Oh god.
Shut the fuck up, cat.
Just kick her. No. I would like to quietly approach the room as best as possible.
Sybil,
if there's somebody
crawls
in there.
Down the hallway as a cat, meowing incessantly.
Okay.
Oh,
As you approach, you actually can tell that the door is actually kind of, you wouldn't have done this in the 1920s, but kind of like, you know, you do in hotel doors now where you flip the lock so it doesn't lock behind you.
Yeah.
You kind of get the sense that it's kind of swaying in the breeze.
Okay.
Like the carpet's rolled up at the bottom.
So
yeah, something's kind of preventing it from closing all the way.
So
but it is
like intentionally left open.
Yes, possibly.
Almost like housekeeping came through and forgot to close it, something
like
that.
Yeah, could be.
So maybe not gun up, but maybe gun at my side. Like,
no, I'm going gun up.
I mean, you also have listen rolls.
Yeah.
Gun up.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably be doing that naturally as I'm approaching the door.
I attempt to listen.
I'm about to smoke a housekeeper.
It's not listen, it's spot hidden.
No, listen is actually a thing.
What?
Yeah.
Thunder Library.
Well, I failed them both.
54 out of 55.
Nice.
62.
Hey, wait. I can take that skill.
You can.
So Eustace is able to actually hear... you hear some footsteps inside the room. You hear the sound of maybe someone kicking something on the floor. Kind of a thump. An impact. Maybe some... some shambling noises. Some things are rattling against other things. Probably a cause and or effect of this foot stomping.
Okay, I'm shoving in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like going in guns blazing, but I'm shoving in to see what the hell's going on without announcing.
I'm over the top of him with my gun.
Without announcing myself.
As the door bangs open.
Hello.
You
hello.
See.
Hello. Bam.
The room has been tossed.
Okay.
Clothes and stuff are flung everywhere. You see an individual, Caucasian, 30s, standing in the middle of the room.
What color hair does he have?
I don't know. He spins around and goes, "What are you doing here?" Or better yet, Jasmine, say, "What are you doing here?" Or some other effect. Here's your character. Start.
So, well, why are you on all fours? What's going on? Why are there guns?
She's a cat, mate.
Who the fuck are you? That's my wife! That's not a cat?
Semantics, really.
Could you put the guns down, please?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Identification, sort of. Yeah?
Passport's in my pocket. Can I get it out?
No. I'm gonna go over. Yeah. Gun still
like,
trained.
Like, put the gun. Yeah.
Sybil, this pocket.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That pocket. Yep.
Sybil by now has crawled over and is like nudging her head against the man's legs.
Oh dear, this is much worse than I expected.
Check the passport,
Mr. Ian Robertson.
It reads Ian Robertson of
Charleston, South Carolina. Matches her passport. Yep. Yeah. That's it. That's me.
Oh, right. That's the live one.
Yes. I'm
commit her and send her home or take her home yourself. I don't care which.
Hello.
Hey, back to you.
Hey.
Mr. Robertson would also probably point around himself and suggest that he didn't do this.
It was like this when I got here.
When was that?
An hour ago?
Probably not even. Probably you've probably been here in very movie terms, you probably just walked in, like, maybe 3 minutes ago.
I just put my trunk down over there and realized this was messier than Sybil usually
I'm walking out
it.
And checking our room.
Was the door open?
We'll say it's, like across the
yes,
hall or whatever.
Yes, I was able to get a key from the front desk, but it was already
That door is
open.
Also open.
Do you see, like,
I'm going in to see what's still there, and I'm going in.
Did
drawn.
You by chance see?
Yep.
Did
yep.
you by chance see a suspicious man with a dick scar?
I'm sure look, I don't know what
like
you're
mushroom.
Referring to, sir.
Can I see your sheet?
Are you gonna write "you're a funny motherfucker" on there and put a check mark next to it?
No, I just wanted to see if you had anything written on your sheet.
Hi,
dick,
y'all.
Dick
in
scar. Particular?
I'll know what I'm looking for.
Dick scar -5 app.
Eustace, when you enter the room has similarly been tossed.
Did we ever get a lock?
Yeah, we got mm-hmm. the lock
okay.
in the trunk.
Best lock Hong Kong.
Uh-huh, yep.
You see...
No.
Shanghai.
No,
it was best
no,
lock
was,
Hong
was
Kong.
Best.
Oh, because it was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, because so. Our okay. shenaniganry was on the island, because if we turned it to anything, maybe we wouldn't make it to the mainland.
Luck roll.
That's good.
Hey, party luck just went up, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Sybil's still here.
Sybil thinks she's a cat right now.
Sybil's still part of the party.
What's your current guy's
not
work?
For long.
Just give me the word.
48, I believe.
55. I did not roll the best.
30. No. Yeah, 30 flat.
You begin to look. The thing that you're probably looking for is the trunk with the best lock Hong Kong on it. The trunk is sitting in the middle of the room. The lock is still on it. But someone took it, someone or someones took it from wherever it was and prominently put it in the middle of this chaos.
Like we know this is your shit.
Or they were on their way trying to get it out and then got caught.
Lucas.
Yeah, that lock.
Professor Graham, spot hidden roll.
That is...
And I'll take a spot hidden roll from Eustace.
It's almost well. A six. It's almost extreme. It is a hard pass.
35. So, yeah, by almost half. Not quite half.
You're going to take a couple minutes to regroup, probably, but you two definitely notice it immediately. Maybe not necessarily... you may not right away, Mr. Corey, but I don't care what it is. It's whatever sort of... sentimental or special item you might have been carrying, whether it's valuable or not valuable, something that you would have packed with your luggage.
your
yes,
hat?
Something like the hat.
Right.
Each of you is now missing something. Whether it be, and you can kind of figure out what it is. It's a favorite lighter. It's a...
Mine's probably a pocket watch or
something
like
it's a
that.
Well-read book. It's a pocket watch. You can kind of establish whatever it is, but every one of your characters is missing something like that. You do realize that things like petty cash or other valuables
are
not
alone.
Missing. This would be like something that connects to who you are or what you...
They trying to do some voodoo shit.
...pertain of yourself. Yeah. But you are missing some sort of special item.
I'm going to check the window. Mm. Does it look like... They gained access to the window, or
your best guess is it looks like they probably picked the lock. Okay. They probably came in through the door. Okay. Like I said, it was literally the air currents between, and he just barely noticed. It wasn't like a window was open and the door was banging in the wind. Or
okay,
just that natural room breathing was causing that slight air difference.
No.
Do you still? Oh, go ahead.
When he first started saying "Swain," I thought there was a fucking cat.
Batting the thing.
Would there be anything?
No,
that
I was
I can
thinking
think
of like
of?
A cat's tail, like it's bent down behind something.
Favorite pencil.
No, so it's interesting that they took something that pertains to each of us. That I mean, I obviously we all know we're dealing with cults. Would there be anything I can think of using on a cult role? I guess
before we analyze it too far, are you still holding Mr. Robertson at gunpoint?
I have lowered my gun.
Okay. Mr. Robertson.
Yes?
Your wife's a cat.
Yeah, pretty obviously. That's a problem.
We never really got to this far, but there is an excellent British sanatorium in Hong Kong. Just why?
Yeah. No.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. But yes. Please introduce yourself, Jasmine. Since I can't introduce your character because I don't know fuck all about you.
Yes.
I'm last original character.
Yes, you are. Good job.
I shoot useless.
To be fair, you're kind of an original character.
He never went to Peru.
It's Flynn's first character.
How do you know he never went to Peru?
I was there watching
the whole time.
He was in the bodies.
Oh, gosh.
That's he is terrifying. Not those up.
Man, wouldn't it be a really shitty he thing was a Kira, if Cody sorry. Brought Flynn in as a cult member like 45 episodes before he just suddenly turns and just fucks all of you? That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
He's just a Kirasari. Like, he's the only surviving Kirasari and just, like, followed us all across the world. And then I would call you a twat waffle and then shoot you in the face.
So, Ian does a fair amount of trying to figure out why Sybil is pretending to be a cat and then realizes she's not pretending that she actually thinks she is.
Probably about the time she pees on the floor.
Somewhere around there, yeah. Or starts, like, knocking things over the dresser. Mm-hmm. And then pretending it didn't happen. Yeah, things that cats do. And it just kind of like tucks her in the bed and says, please, please, please stay there. Don't move. I'm gonna go figure this out. And he like leaves and tries to like shut the door and leave her in the hotel room for a bit.
You can roll a cult if you like. Nothing immediately comes to mind, although you all think it's very interesting. The rooms were tossed, but nothing was broken.
Oh, it's broken now.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like...
Like, they came in, got what they wanted, and then kind of tossed the room on the way out to make it look like it was just a regular robbery.
They didn't break the dresser. They weren't, like,
yeah, they didn't,
flipping
like,
the bed.
They didn't take the time to, like, snap your locks on your luggage. They took the time, you know what I mean?
Oh, they tried.
They took the time to pick locks.
Should that's probably unlock the trunk and make sure everything's in it.
Oh, yeah, that's probably. Get out my keys.
No, I'm sure it's fine. He opens it up. Empty. No, everything is still in there.
Okay. I close it real quick. Lock it.
Schroeder entered the room alone, so it was his luck roll.
Thank God.
Best luck, Hong Kong.
Well, we're retiring Sybil.
I don't think so. I don't think I have best luck out of this group anymore.
Left. Sybil now perpetually thinks she's a cat.
I said great room in Hong Kong.
Yep.
Best asylum, Hong Kong.
They make great locks.
The sanitarium makes great locks.
Well, Hong Kong, so I assume the sanitarium is very secure.
China's best sanitarium.
So yeah, nothing remotely occultish that you could think of.
Would we think that the dude that was following us would have the time to go back and do this?
Yeah, we were gone for like a couple hours, weren't we?
Like, how long were we actually at the embassy?
Theoretically possible.
You said you saw him in the lobby, so he could have been casing, waited for us to leave.
Yep. He'd been following us like all day.
If he didn't take anything big or noticeable, he could have had whatever on him at that time.
Yeah. You're being followed? Is that what
this
I
thought? Are we okay with this guy, like, who the f- listening to us?
Is he going to... Are we going to take him?
I didn't really like his wife that
Where's
much,
your cat wife?
I've put her in bed. I'm going to send her back home on the next...
Maybe you should get her a dish of milk or something.
She's fine.
Should we put him through like a trust trial or something?
Yeah. Let's trust fall out the window.
We're on the first
We'll catch
floor.
You. We'll catch you.
Some light hazing.
Hey, get the bat.
Where's my bat?
I survived the first year of Harvard. Just not the second.
Huh. Pretentious prick.
What is it that... He does.
You want some learning? Come out in the hills of West Virginia.
I'm an inventor and an engineer, primarily. Physics. Right,
so he
science.
Does coal, really?
Says the Egyptologist.
Yeah, he teaches Egyptology. That's a job. I don't tinker with things.
What have you invented? Anything I would recognize?
No. Nope.
So you're just paying
I filed some patents, but they're still working their way through.
So is that just the easiest way to play like an artificer in the style game?
Yep.
Yeah. I knew it.
You will note on Sybil's character sheet at the very top, right after Peru, I wrote his name and what he did.
Oh. Actually, your finger was covering it up.
It's also on the other side of the table. I'm surprised you can read it from there.
I have amazing eyes. Not everyone here wears glasses.
Most of us.
That's why I said not everyone.
I see
you.
You
can't read your fucking dice.
I choose not to.
Getting on in the evening now.
Why do you always have to not be wealthy?
Should we ask for new rooms? File a complaint saying that we've been broken into. File a police report, perhaps?
I don't know if I want the cops sniffing.
Aren't the cops the one we need to talk to you about? Batman or whatever. Yeah?
Yeah, but they don't have to come here to talk to us about Batman.
What, two bullets, right?
Are you saying you're going to invite the police here?
You got a record, mate?
No, but there's a woman who thinks she's a cat in the other room.
Sure does.
And I'd rather she go back to the States on a steamer than be arrested here.
We got a chest that no man can get into, and we got a bunch of guns on us. Let's not bring the cops.
Sorry, don't we know that, like, American law is American law for Americans? But then we already talk about this.
Yeah, but we also discuss, is it New York law or West Virginia law? There's different laws.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't carry open weapons in New York City, but you could in the hills of West Virginia.
I don't know. We got hit with a pinga pretty good.
So, I mean, you
carried our firearms around.
It's about where you're from, right?
No. No, that's not how that works.
Corey's accent changes every session, so it doesn't matter.
Does it?
Pretty much.
Isn't Corey?
He started off talking real like this. It changed a little as it got.
Corey's a black guy. Right?
No, he's not.
Well, I don't know why I had this.
You keep thinking.
I know. I don't know why.
No, just to toss that out there because it's in there. Carlisle, pretty racist.
Yeah,
in case you'd forgotten
true.
About that.
Yeah.
Definitely racist.
Yeah. Jack Brady, Mr. Corey. They're white.
Mr. Yeah. Gray, yep, all your standard.
Mr. Gray doesn't exist.
Yeah. Figment of your imagination.
That is
make sure
such
you put,
an
make,
old
make sure you
throwback.
Put the filter on it so it's the exact same way as it was in the show.
Mr. Gray doesn't exist. Speaking of, idea roll, Mr. Robertson.
She shouldn't go by herself?
Dr. Roberts. Good, you can make a third character.
No, he never finished school. He's not a doctor.
No. I rolled shit on my edu. Ot 5.
Ooh.
It is potentially a 2-month journey back to New York.
Yep.
So just keep that in mind if you're sending your cat wife home.
Sanitarium sounding awful good right now.
Cat dog.
It's British sanitarium, not
cat
Chinese.
Dog.
What the fuck are you doing? 8:30 at night.
I'm pretty sure this is a decision that old Robertson's got to make, right? Like, are we going to go search Shanghai at 8:30 at night? Even though
it's
actually
comes out at night, right?
It's true.
It killed at night. That's what the article said. Do y'all like show him anything, or do you?
No, I don't trust him.
String him along.
Yeah, what?
I'm just gonna trust this guy.
We're just. Oh yeah, you're totally her husband. You didn't make that up. No one would ever believe that.
You can compare Eustace, passports.
Eustace can't believe that anything that she actually said was true. Like Eustace would assume, with spending so much time with you, that no one else in the world could tolerate the being around you that much.
It's a big
unless
house.
Unless you paid them like Mabel.
The gardener's looking after the house while we're away, while Mabel's in New York.
Cecil didn't have to pay Mabel.
Hey.
Mabel's also not getting paid right now.
He pays the child alimony. That's what he pays.
Hasn't been that money once yet.
Also, it's not like he's got a continuous income. He was a bad lawyer to begin with, and now he's a lawyer that can't get around on his own.
That's fine. So 8:30.
Yeah, but
he
got
o'clock.
A guy off death row. I mean, that's got to be good for clients.
Shanghai. Yes. The thing that I was going to say is Mr. Gray, which is what I was trying to get to, did provide you with basically like these guys are allowed to carry firearms because bodyguards or something. PTSD. Like, it's some bullshit excuse.
PTSD. That's why they're allowed to.
Will not hold up. Like, other than a cursory glance.
This is their service weapon. Like, service dog?
No. Exactly. So
emotional support weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my emotional support weapon.
It's got a jacket and everything.
I mean, in West Virginia, that's pretty much what they are. Sorry, West Virginia listeners.
Full metal jacket. So, yes. That's just something to think about. Yes, your firearms are... You can carry them, but the legality of them, especially if you shoot someone, you're in a pretty gray area. So if you get caught with one and you hand it to somebody, chances are you probably would get away with that. But beyond that, you know what I mean? You're not going to like walk through an inspection point. You know, if a cop risks you, they're going to take the gun and they're probably going to arrest you. So... something to keep in mind. It's not all that unusual to...
I'm an ankle conceal carry.
Just something to, as you talk about shooting people, just think about.
Let's talk about this. Shoot them? Okay.
So anyway, 8:30.
You'd mentioned you were going back someplace? Something about a bat? I see that you have a very fine slugger. You own a bat.
She goes like this.
That's a little bit bigger than that, sir.
Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is awkward.
I mean, it's not necessarily...
Eh, there it is.
It's not exactly impossible. I mean, if Sybil was sleeping with Mabel, like, you know.
Oh, no.
What?
I mean, maybe it's just a marriage of convenience. I don't know. I don't know the Robertsons' life. I'm not going to judge. They do what they want.
He was going to leave her, but she came back from Peru with money.
God damn it.
This could actually fund some of my inventions. I never did make it through school.
Does he have a manservant? Then we'll know.
Gardener.
See? See?
It's always the gardener
could
or the
pool
boy.
Could be a pool boy.
Jesus.
So.
Bat time. Down to Lantern Street.
Let's do it.
All right. I am going to take my bat because it's hilarious. And I'm also going to take a gun. Okay. And my little post-it note that says, can't have gun.
Okay. I have a hall pass.
I do still think we should change rooms, though.
I can has gun.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We asked
should
for
we...
new rooms.
All right. Yeah, let's go talk to the front desk.
Yeah, you can go talk to the front desk.
I'll sidle up there.
Good evening, sir. How may I assist you?
Hi. Did you happen to see anyone lurking around the lobby area today? Maybe wasn't staying here?
I'm sorry, sir. Especially with the restaurant, we get a number of people in and out during the day.
Dick Scar.
Yeah, a scar shaped like a
phallic symbol.
A dick.
Sorry, I can't say I recognize the description.
A duck. He meant a duck.
No, I didn't.
Is this a friend of yours, or?
No.
Oh.
Now, are you gonna be here the rest of the night?
9 o'clock? No.
Yes, not the whole night, but I will be here for a while.
Night auditors get in a lot later than that.
No, you were wrong. You were wrong.
But he won't be here the whole night.
And you keep tabs on who comes in and out regularly. Are you going to be at this desk for most of the night?
You do see him indicate. There are, like, I mean, not blatantly obvious, but there are a few, like, this is a place where private security is a thing. So you would imagine that there's at least one or two obvious guys, and they're not the same obvious guys that you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So you imagine that there is some hired security. Like, that is something that you are seeing. If you remember from when you first started adventuring in Shanghai, like, people have personal bodyguards, and people have high fences, and people have guard dogs, and this is a city on the brink of, and historically speaking, in just about a few months, will be in, like, all-out revolution. So, it is definitely building towards that point. So while you are in the American sector, you are in the American settlement, which is kind of foreign ground, more or less. you may be a little bit farther away from some of this, but it obviously is something that they're concerned about. Okay. So you should not worry for your safety, sir. We do our best to keep everything locked up tight.
Yeah, you do great.
Well, thank you.
Real quick question. So I came in earlier, and hi, I may have met one of your coworkers.
Yes, can I help you, sir?
Well, when I went to the room that my wife is staying in, the room was open already. Hmm. So was the room across the hall, and her things had been disturbed. Now, she's in there sleeping right now, but I'm just a little bit concerned that there's already been a break-in after you just assured him, and I would like to make a fast-talk roll.
Sure. What are you trying to fast-talk him?
Because that was all the truth, and fast-talking is when you lie.
Well, I'm assuming she's getting to the lie bit.
Oh, okay.
I want to know who was on duty and talk to like someone managerial level. Like,
sure. Now, fast talk is definitely something that you could utilize with that.
We believe in you, Karen.
You would hate any character I brought in, so I'm just going to.
No, the person. The Karen is the name of the people that always want to talk to the manager.
The manager. It's okay.
Has nothing to do with you.
That's an odd 9 out of 50.
It's a Karen.
That's almost an extreme.
You see him. You see the color run from his face. All of a sudden, like, I'm going to go ahead and assume that the desk clerk is probably not European or Caucasian. So he begins yelling. Well, maybe not yelling, but talking very and gesturing animatedly in Mandarin. You notice the couple of guys seem to appear out of nowhere, and like all of a sudden, it's kind of a thing. It's a very relaxed, this is like a Hilton and we don't want to make a scene thing, but this is definitely a scene thing. And you are able to escalate this up the channels very, very quickly. Like all of a sudden, there are people that are like trying to go to your room and move your things for you. And we need to do this and we need to get them, you know, and oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. And there's like someone coming out and apologizing. And this is not something that we expect out of our hotel, sir. I am so sorry for this, and like excuses are being made. And
I just want to make a point that I stowed my long arms in a bag so they're not just sitting out in the room.
Yes, I'll get the bellhops right away. We will absolutely move you to different
my
rooms.
My wife is currently in the room asleep, so I'd like her not to be disturbed.
Just
but
scoop her up.
Of course, of course. No, we will
perhaps a gurney, that. Something that you transport to, you know. Yeah.
Just put your arms out. She'll try.
I got it. I'm going to go just deadlift her, sling her over my shoulder.
Just put your arms out. She'll try and curl up in there.
Comes back out with a big cat scratch across his face.
You realize she is a big, brawny lady, too.
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
You are still larger.
So yes, if there's anything else you'd like to try and leverage out of this, your fast talk has gotten you that. But at this point, super apologetic, moving the rooms, totally unacceptable. He berates the desk clerk and the security guys in front of you to try and make you feel better. Like the whole 9 yards that you would expect from a place like
less
that.
Less wanting them berated, more I want to talk to them.
I
want to know if there is a report. I want to know what things were seen. I want to know who was here that anybody remembers that was being shifty, who was left in the hallway too long.
With your fast talk, you're able to figure out that no one has any idea that any of this happened. Nothing.
I'm sure that makes them feel great.
Graham's just on the other side of the room yelling, yeah. Dexgar.
Dexgar! Dexgar!
Yes, no, this is totally unfortunate, you know, this is totally unacceptable, and then he, you know, screams at the guy slightly in Mandarin, and the guy just turns, you know, more color draining from his face, and like, but you do get the sense that it is kind of a show for you, because they don't really have any fucking clue that this even happened.
Yeah, right.
Which doesn't surprise any of you, considering what you already think you know about that individual, if it was in fact that individual. But I mean, like, he's calling out maids, like, they're going in the back, they're talking, but I mean, I don't know how long you want to be a part of this scene, but so far, nobody has a fucking clue.
All right.
I mean, none of you know Mandarin, so you don't know what they're speaking about, but...
That's not necessarily true if Chen never left us.
You really got to figure out what you're doing, Mr. Chen.
We never dumped him.
You can't pop in and pop out.
He was with us when we went to the embassy.
He's back. He's hanging out.
I'm just curious what Mr. Chen thinks about you guys doing, you know, your best lethal weapon impression going into your rooms.
he also saw us wrangle a...
Right. No.
Catly.
A sneaky Japanese guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I had Mr. Chen in front of me as human shield. I had my gun over his shoulder.
So, go, Chen.
I live to serve, sir.
Damn right, I pay you so well.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
So, yes, there is no sense that anyone has any idea. No one saw anything.
Okay.
As best as you could tell. If Mr. Chen is still with you.
What are they saying, Mr. Chen?
We'll go ahead and... apparently Mr. Chen likes the money. He will confer if you ask him. Yes, it doesn't appear that anyone knows anything.
Did they say anything behind our backs? Did they do it? They're trying to find out.
But I will tell you that there are some, as I'm sure you know, some very dangerous individuals in Shanghai. It is not that hard for those individuals to strike out if they so desire. I would encourage you to be careful.
What do you mean, like the Tong?
What exactly have you been getting into that powerful people that can't be tracked or seen break into your rooms while you're not there and take items?
How long have you been with Sybil?
About 3 years. She's been gone for several months now, traveling around the world. I let her go for obvious reasons. Did go get some fresh air and have some fun with some old friends, and then murders started happening, and then she went to England, and then when she went to China, I decided I should probably track her down and bring her home.
Did she tell you anything about Peru?
Oh, yes. Yes, we've talked about it extensively.
Then why do we need to explain anything? Shouldn't it kind of be pretty obvious?
Well, I know you. But I don't know them, and I don't know what you're doing here, and who you've pissed off today.
It's a long list. It's a real long list.
Could you start? That would be a little bit helpful.
Apparently Dick Scar's one.
Are you sure you got a good look at those scars?
You just named the episode Dick Scar.
Mask of Nyarlathotep. The search for Dick Scar. Episode 65, Dick Scar's Revenge. Episode 69, The Return of Dick Scar.
Nice.
I think Eustace actually has no intention of ever explaining anything. He's just like, you're either just going to follow me or you're not.
Listen, your lovely wife, with her
yes,
last non-cat
something.
Breath,
yes.
Mentioned something about wanting to investigate a bat attack.
A bat attacked someone, or like, someone attacked a bat?
I think a giant bat.
I just hand him the article.
Yeah, like, there,
you
read
can
it.
Read the thing. Ooh.
This is from this week. Pulls out little spectacles.
Got any cool Sonic inventions that's going to kill this thing for us?
They didn't let them through customs. I'm joking.
You need to get a better lawyer.
Don't you know one?
Well, I did.
Which one? Because I actually know three. One's in a coma, one's a handicap, and the other one's an asshole. Oh, wait, they're all three.
The last two are the same ones.
Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray is also a lawyer.
Oh, right. I forgot that. I forgot about that.
I thought he was the asshole.
He is.
He is.
I just thought you were describing Cecil twice at the end there.
Coma, cripple, all three of them.
Whoa!
What are you dickbagging?
We're going to go bat hunting.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's 8:30 at night. It's now 9 o'clock at night. We've moved all our rooms.
The cab has been waiting for an hour that Mr. Chen went to go get.
Before we go, I'm going to ask the person at the front. Obviously, we are very upset about this.
Yes. A thousand apologies, sir. My deepest regret that anything happened to you at your stay here. I hope you can forgive us.
Well, your regrets are very wonderful. Thank you for those.
Should ask them if they have a safe big enough for a bag.
We need security on the second floor.
Yes, of course.
Do we need to hire somebody? Is that something people do here? Can we hire people other than you, Mr. Corey?
You literally just hire everyone. It's how this country works.
Really?
We will pay for extra security.
No. And he says no. That is the boss has stated that given the situation, we will be posting additional members of our staff on every floor. I will speak to him about including additional individuals on your floor if that is acceptable.
I draw a picture of the guy with a dick scar. So I'd post this.
Just stick figure with the big dick on the stand.
It's a big mushroom stamp on his face.
He's got the old Pen 15 stamp. Yes, they're going to post additional individuals.
Okay. To Lantern Street. Configurations.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.